Greetings, and welcome to The Lost Chord, a weekly program of unusual and neglected repertoire. I'm Ross Amico, and I sincerely hope you'll stay with me for the next hour as we listen to three Cabinets of Wonder. Curiouser and Curiouser is what we call this week's program. Cabinets of Curiosities, also sometimes referred to as Wonder Rooms, were small collections of extraordinary objects, strange and often fanciful precursors of today's museums, which attempted to categorize and explain oddities of the natural world. We have three such musical equivalents. Let's begin with Dmitri Tomasko, who's on the faculty of Princeton University and author of A Geometry of Music. This is a piece titled Typecase Treasury. The composer recalls a small table his parents acquired, made from a typecase, subdivided into 100 little compartments. Each had been filled with a tiny mineralogical curiosity, he writes. A strange crystal, a piece of iron pyrite, a shark's tooth, or a fossilized tribolite. He found it a useful metaphor for a multi-movement collection of short pieces, in which he attempts to produce a sense of form through juxtaposition. The work's seven movements, Where We Begin, Hurdy-Gurdy, Crackpot Hymnal, This One Was Supposed to Be Atonal, Russian Metal, Intermezzo, and Anthem. Here's the Amarnet Quartet, in this music dating from 2010, Typecase Treasury by Dmitri Tomasko.
Thank you. Thank you.
Music dating from 2010 by Dmitri Tomasko. That was called Typecase Treasury. We've heard it performed by the Amarnet Quartet. From a Bridge Records compact disc, the third of the movements, Crackpot Hymnal, lends the album its name. Dmitri Tomasko and Typecase Treasury. It's an hour of musical curiosities this week. Curiouser and curiouser. You're listening to The Lost Chord. We turn next to Grammy Award-winning musician, composer, producer, and engineer, Michael Collina, perhaps best known for his jazz and Latin projects. However, Collina was classically trained. He studied at the North Carolina School of the Arts, and then abroad at the Chigiana Academy in Siena, Italy. Here, written between 2007 and 2009, is his violin concerto, titled Three Cabinets of Wonder. The first movement, Fanny's Brother, alludes to Felix Mendelssohn. Collina found and completed some sketches by Fanny, as if in tribute from her brother. In the second movement, Buddha's Assassin, the Buddha is stalked by a mysterious being through the jungles of Thailand. The would-be assassin is revealed to be not a threat, but his lover. Finally, we hear Guardian of the Glowing. This time the setting is an Amazonian rainforest. There is running, there is fear, there is mystery. The climax, according to the composer, is a shining encounter with a mystical being, a nature spirit full of wisdom, knowledge, and love. We're forced to flee the encounter, filled with a mix of fear and longing. Here's violinist Anastasia Kitruk and the London Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Ira Levin. Three Cabinets of Wonder by Michael Collina.
Thank you. Thank you.
Music composed between 2007 and 2009 by Michael Collina. That was his concerto for violin and orchestra, Three Cabinets of Wonder. The violinist was Anastasia Kitruk, and we've heard the London Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Ira Levin. From a Fleur de Son compact disc, Three Cabinets of Wonder by Michael Collina. Finally this week, we have just a few minutes left. We'll hear music by Philadelphia-based composer Robert Moran, who's something of a wonder himself. This is from his collection Cabinet of Curiosities, music employing graphic notation, worked out with members of Iowa Percussion. The concluding movement, the Habsburg Kunstkammer, in reference to one of those wonder rooms I described at the beginning of the show, employs marimba with hairbrush and aluminum foil, bells with fingers, telephone bell and finger cymbals, vibraphone with finger cymbals and rubber ball, celesta, and harpsichord. The Habsburg Kunstkammer, from Cabinet of Curiosities, by Robert Moran. That was called The Habsburg Kunstkammer from Cabinet of Curiosities by Robert Moran. It was performed by Iowa Percussion from an Innova Records compact disc. And with that selection from Cabinet of Curiosities by Robert Moran, we come to the conclusion of this week's program. Curiouser and Curiouser, Three Cabinets of Wonder. I'm Ross Amico. Thanks very much for joining me for this week's edition of The Lost Chord. Funding for this program has been provided in part by the listener members of the Classical Network. Make a donation today at wwfm.org. Thank you for supporting the Classical Network. For more information on The Lost Chord, recommended recordings, and more, visit my Facebook page and be sure to like me at Classic Ross Amico.